Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
I'm chatting with Linda Saunders, Salesforce Country Manager and Senior Director Solution Engineering for Africa. Linda, appreciate the time. A new State of IT research shows that software development leaders are very bullish on agentic AI. I want to dig into that, but first let's start with, what's agentic AI?
So agentic AI is kind of an evolution, let's call it, of the sort of artificial intelligence technology. Mm-hmm. So if we look at agentic AI, we've gone through the predictive AI pieces, you know, where it's a if this, then that kind of predication AI. We then had mm-hmm. obviously this great explosion of generative AI with large language models, et cetera, where we started seeing the sort of co-pilot realm come into play. So co-pilot is really just guiding humans in their tasks. And agentic AI is just, you know, let's call it an evolution of that technology where agents are now able to sort of act independently from humans. And so they're able to perform certain tasks. So it's really just an evolution of, let's call it the AI realm.
Would that be as far to, at a really simple level where I could say to it, find me a space in me and my partner's calendar this week and book us a dinner. And it could go off and check our calendars, find our favorite restaurant and practically make that booking.
100%. I mean, what we're seeing in terms of the agentic sort of use cases is a broad ambit of different things, exactly mm-hmm. what you're saying. It's a really communicative tool. So it feels very natural, like you're talking to a human. Mm-hmm. It has guardrails and it has tasks and functions and roles that it can perform. So pretty much if you've given it a task to do and you're engaging with it, that's exactly what it's able to do.
Essentially, I imagine it's been used for automating those really tedious tasks in our day-to-day life or in our careers, as the case may be.
Well, certainly. I mean, the joy of working at Salesforce is we also get to use our technology. So I've been certainly using it in my day to day. And those tedious tasks like having to go and look through company policies and all of these mm-hmm. bits and pieces, I can now just have a very natural language interaction with my agent, ask it a question, and it comes back with a summary, saving me a huge amount of time. As you can imagine, that's really important because our careers are fast paced yeah. these days.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's about unlocking productivity. It goes and does things for me. And when we first saw sort of, and maybe not ChatGPT 3.5, but 4 and then 4.0 and all the others, you mentioned Copilot, Gemini, the Anthropic, there was worry around job losses as a result of AI. This seems to be, and certainly from the research you folks were doing, not the case. Mm. The concern is not about job losses. The concern is actually that we're doing a whole lot better.
Yes, certainly. I mean, you know, from a personal perspective, as I've sort of had time to digest all of this, and, you know, I appreciate people's fears are often very real in this mm-hmm. space. But, I mean, if we think we cannot be distracted by trying to contain this evolution of technology, and I think, you know, as individuals, we need to start thinking, maybe we need to be focusing rather on creating opportunities for people to reskill and stay relevant. My view, I don't think that AI is going to take your job, but yeah. I think that somebody who's using AI most likely will. And I think that's kind of how we need to shift this narrative when we're thinking about these technologies.
And that was part of the one of the findings that came out, that 85% of developers are saying they're using agentic AI for low-code/no-code tools. It is absolutely prevalent.
Absolutely prevalent and really a big help. I mean, if we think about developers, this explosion of applications and all of the work that they're needing to do to stay relevant to their customer base. It's a tough job. And so, you know, having a little helper on the side to maybe do some of the things that aren't really high value, freeing you up to be more creative, working in more of the architecture spaces. I mean, this is a win-win as far as I see it.
You mentioned guardrails, and I imagine particularly in coding, that's maybe a little bit easier. You know, you're doing Python or C++ or C#, whatever it might be. In essence, I mean, are we getting sort of agentic AI helping remove the hallucinations that we've been seeing coming from artificial intelligence that was very much prevalent, again, in the earlier large language models?
You know, Simon, I've been chatting to a lot of CEOs, and I'll tell you, you know, the initial view was we're going to invest a lot in this whole sort of, let's call it the model landscape. Mm-hmm. And the model landscape, when our CEOs were sort of testing the outcomes of the models, 100%, we had hallucinations. We just didn't really see the transition of the model into, let's call it business value. And the realization for us sort of working in Salesforce is that it's actually not just the model, it's what's around the model. And so, you know, the narrative for us is thinking about what is the role that your AI needs to perform and how do we leverage our platform to take the LLM model and actually make it actionable and generate business value. And so things like our trust layer, mm-hmm. really important to create that sort of security barrier to make sure that, you know, we're not teaching AI something that it can use in a different context and outside of our sort of trust boundaries of our organizations. Then, of course, we have our reasoning engine, which is our Atlas reasoning engine. That's really powering that sort of reasoning approach. It's kind of project managing the prompts and the responses and how it's going to reply. Mm-hmm. Our data cloud, which is amazing technology, that's really kind of that sort of data engine that's powering all of the knowledge and the interactions from that AI. So, you know, we've learned it's not just the model, because mm-hmm. I mean, I think you'll know there's sort of a debate as to how commoditized those are going to be. But it's what's around the model that actually is creating the value. And it's really what we're so excited about, because the investments we've done over the last, let's call it 3 to 4 years, in sort of bringing all of our platform together on a single code base is what's allowing people to get value out of this generative AI, but also 16 times faster than if they had to build it themselves.
Wow. Okay. That 16 number stands out. Also, I imagine training. I mean, I know I have, you know, I pay my $20. I admit I change between the different services that I use. And oftentimes I stare at the prompt and I'm like, I know it can do it for me. I just don't know how to ask the question. I imagine there must be a lot of training that needs to go around this as well to really get it up to speed and powerful.
Yeah, I mean, maybe from an African context, we've kind of addressed this problem in two ways. I mean, mm-hmm. we know as Africa, we have a great opportunity in terms of so many people that we can kind of get on board with this technology. But the challenge we have is on the ground, we need to have people upskilled. So we have two kind of ways we've tackled this. And there is a remarkable woman that works in the Africa business. Her name's Ursula Fear. She heads up our talent programs for Salesforce in Africa. And she's really deeply invested in activating our ecosystem. And that's sort of, you know, from cradle to grave skills. Mm-hmm. And then as a global organization, you know, from the start of Salesforce, we've also invested in keeping our free to learn platform Trailhead updated for the latest content. And it's both technical and soft skills, because if you look at the sort of World Economic Forum's job impact report, soft skills and technical skills are going to be required in this new normal. And so that Trailhead platform is fantastic. It's free to learn. Anyone can learn. And so, you know, that's sort of how we're seeing being able to create the partnerships on the ground, but also creating a platform for people to go and access content, learn, and keep themselves relevant.
And as you're saying that, it suddenly occurs to me, this is also a massive democratization of artificial intelligence, just generally. It suddenly opens, and particularly coding, where we're talking, you know, developers, it suddenly opens it to a much wider base of people who didn't perhaps have to, weren't maybe able to go and do that 3, 4, 5 year degree.
100%. I mean, you know, when I first saw sort of this generative AI push, and particularly with the large language models, the aha moment for me was, hang on a second, this enables people to have sort of conversation with technology in a way that we've never been able to before. And so I think I'm seeing so much opportunity, and I'm really hoping that, you know, your listeners out there are saying, maybe AI is not actually a threat, but a real opportunity. And the action is on the individual to say, how am I going to make the best of this in my circumstances?
Yeah. And we end up in that, not the whole computer, but the Star Trek. That's what we want, the Star Trek. We leave it there. Linda Saunders, Salesforce Country Manager and also Senior Director of Solution Engineering for Africa. Appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.